That's the band Ida, and over the course of a 15-year career, the group will add members from diverse corners of the music world, from the punk band The Hated to the lady bassist of The Beekeepers to the violinist from The Mekons. Okay, there was a deal with a major label that didn't suit the band, so they went back to their independent roots, and now they're set to release their seventh full-length album due out tomorrow. It's called Lover's Prayers. Now, the band has been praised by the New York Times, Spin, and Mothering magazine. Now, you see, along the way, life happened, and the lead singers of Ida married and had a child and launched an alternative career, making music for kids that didn't make parents want to run screaming into traffic. It turned out to be as successful as their Everybody in the Van rock lifestyle. Here's a track from You Are My Flower.
1 day, 2 days, 3 days old, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days old, 7 days, 8 days, 9 days old, 10 days, 20 days, no days old. I'm little baby, 1 day old. I'm little sweet thing, 2 days old. I'm little doodlebug, 3 days old. And I'm little cutie pie, 4 days old. It's 1 day, 2 days.
In studio today to chat with us and play for us music from their dual careers, Liz Mitchell and Dan Littleton, who are also the husband and wife team that front Ida. Thank you for coming down to New York City, you guys.
Thank you.
From the woods.
That's right.
The woods.
From the mountain. Down from the mountain.
So how long has it been since the last Ida record?
I think 3 years.
And what's been going on in that span?
Well, still a lot of music. I mean, the children's music definitely took the front seat for a while. We made an album for Smithsonian Folkways, and that's been an incredible, unexpected adventure working with them. So that's called You Are My Little Bird. And so that took a lot of time, wouldn't
mm-hmm.
you say, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Were you still writing Ida songs in the meantime? You were doing the children's music, but spending other time on your music for your band?
I think we're like in a perpetual state with it. It just we keep doing it all the time. So well, we were writing this the whole
we
time.
Made Heart Like a River mostly when we were living in Providence, Rhode Island. We moved there for 2 years after leaving the city. And then we moved to Woodstock in the summer of 2004. And I think the songs for Lover's Prayers started to emerge around then.
Yeah.
And then we also started to record them up in Woodstock at the barn.
Mm-hmm. The barn is a very cool thing. Dan, explain mm-hmm. what the barn is for people who don't know.
It's Levon Helm of the band's home studio. I mean, it's where he lives. He puts on shows there. It's big enough that, you know, 150 people maybe can come in. You know, he has shows there almost every weekend. And we heard that he opened it up to the public for recording.
Was it set up in such a way that you could tell that a musician had created this studio? Was there something special about it?
Yeah, there was, you know, it's all wood. There's, you know, it's a perfect sounding acoustical space. It's got such a warm, full sound in there. And I don't think there's any metal nails or anything. It's all like wood nails. And, you know, there's a fireplace in the room, and you can feel that people use this space to play music.
Lover's Prayer has how many? It's got a ton of tracks on it.
I think it's 14, perhaps. Is that right, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
14?
Mm-hmm.
14, yeah.
Well, which one of the 14 songs do we get to hear?
Let's do See the Stars.
All right.
Yeah.
Stars, they're the only light left in the sky. There's a girl with the darkest eyes I have seen. she makes sure that I say what I mean. She's the sun in my heart, she's a cool running stream.
That was Ida. You're listening to Liz Mitchell, Dan Littleton, and Gene Cook on violin. That was beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
Thanks.
What prompted you to make the transition into deciding to record children's music?
Well, I had been a teacher at the Roosevelt Island Day Nursery School here in New York City before Ida started touring. And I loved working with kids and singing, you know, country blues and folk music with them in the classroom. And Daniel and I had made a tape of that stuff at the end of the year, that year of teaching, for the kids, just as a gift. In the back of my mind, I'd always thought, you know, I really would like to re-record those songs, do them properly. And one day that opportunity just emerged. We had a day off from a tour. We were in Livonia outside Detroit.
We were touring with Sunny Day Real Estate.
Yeah,
we
had a day off. Some funny tour we did. And so we made our first children's album, You Are My Flower, in one afternoon at Warren's house. And we, again, just intended to give it as a gift, but we got a really amazing response to it, very unexpected. And thought, okay, maybe this is something we pursue. And then we had a child, then Story was born, and it became clear that this was, you know, a really beautiful part of our lives, and why not, you know, express it musically as well. So then came You Are My Sunshine, and we just keep going.
And you also tour with the children's music. I'm curious, can you compare and contrast what it's like to play in the 9:30 club in Washington, D.C., or versus playing at a library and a room full of kids? I can imagine the kids might be the harder audience.
It's definitely much more unpredictable. It requires much more thinking on your feet. You have to be much more flexible. The whole thing, it's very challenging and equally rewarding, I think. How about you, Dan?
No comment.
No.
I just wanted to say, actually, that it occurred to me just the other day that we'd been doing music with children for as long as Ida's been a band. You know, I don't think we ever actually, you know, made some kind of conscious decision and about, you know, doing it as a career or anything like that. It just kind of, for me, they're so connected.
And we've played the Midnight Rambles up at Levon's as Ida, and we've also started doing Kids Rambles with Levon as well, which are incredible. So, and the Kids Rambles actually get a little more
they're kind of rowdy,
high energy.
Are they
on our part? then when Ida takes the stage at a ramble, it can be a real somber situation. And then we get up with Levon at the kids' rambles and playing Mystery Train. You know, it's so exciting.
Yeah, I think that that's about as fun, as much fun
as you can have as a musician.
Yeah, there's no question. Oh. It's so much fun.
Well, let's get your other band member here. Please introduce who's coming on in.
Story, Miss Story Lee. Yes.
Story Lee.
In the house.
And how old is Story Lee?
She is 6 and a half.
6 and a half. Yeah. And I think we might actually have part audience. Is Cassie going to come in and watch? Can Cassie want to come in? We've got a guest audience member. Cassie is...
Hi, Cassie.
How old's Cassie?
Cassie's four.
Cassie is four.
Wow. So what song are you going to play today?
We're going to play a song called Green, Green, Rocky Road. Okay.
When I go to Baltimore, need no carpet on my floor. Take my hand and go with me. We'll go down to Galilee, singing green, green, rocky road. Promenading green, tell me who you love, tell me who you love.
Red light, green light round the town, found a penny on the ground. Met a friend I never knowed, walking down that rocky road.
Singing green, green, rocky road, promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love.
There's that bird up in the sky. She don't walk, no, she just flies. She don't walk, no, she don't run. Just keeps flying up to the sun.
Singing green, green, rocky road. Promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Promenading green. Tell me who you love. Tell me who you love. Tell me who you love. Tell me who you love.
Is Story's mic still on? Story, is that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she nods. Okay, yes, it's radio.
Good job, Story.
The name of the new album is Lover's Prayers. It's in stores tomorrow. Are you going to go on tour?
We're hoping to tour this summer in conjunction with a children's music tour. So
it'll be a twofer.
Yeah.
Liz Mitchell, Dan Littleton, Story Littleton,
Ida, Allison
the
Stewart.
Band, Gene Cook.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for coming.
Now I want to play that.
And you can see a video of that performance a little later on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.